Unit 5, pages 84 to 85. Lesson B, Reading, Track 2-3. Is it real? False or fake images are not new. In fact, the earliest fake photos date back to the 19th century. A famous example is the image below, called the Cardiff Giant. The photo seems to show the discovery of a giant human. It was fake, but some people thought it was real. With computer technology, it is much easier now to make and share fake images. In 2004, another unusual photo spread around the world by email. Like the Cardiff Giant photo, it seemed to show the discovery of a very large human body. The photo usually came with a story under a title such as Giant Skeleton Unearthed. Both the stories and the image were amazing, but there was a problem. None of it was true. The recent giant skeleton photo was the work of a Canadian illustrator. He made it for a digital art contest. The image was really a mix of three different photos. Making the image, says the illustrator, was not difficult. In fact, it took less than an hour and a half to create. So, how is it possible to tell if a photo is real? First, look for a source. Where does the photo come from? Is there a photographer's name? Look for clues in the photo. Sometimes the direction of light and shadows is wrong. Is anything in the photo too big or too small? Or is anything missing? Real or fake? The giant body photos seemed real to many people, but they were fake. Sometimes the opposite is true. Dog owner Jason Neely took this amazing photo of his dog Sydney jumping to get a treat. He's a crazy, crazy dog, says Neely. He's constantly jumping like that. The photo later became part of a Photoshop contest. People created new, fake images on the internet, with Sydney jumping over signs, over buildings, even into space. Melissa and Jackson Brantz took the photo below on vacation in Canada. They set their camera on a timer. By chance, a squirrel stood up just at the right time. The Brantzes sent their photo to National Geographic. Like Sydney, the squirrel became an internet meme. People used it to create fake images. The squirrel soon appeared in family photos, on the moon, even in a meeting with Barack Obama. Digital technology and the internet are changing how we create and share images. But don't believe everything you see.